This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, spending time with Professor Barry Strauss, Emeritus Cornell University, now the author of a new book, Jews versus Rome. And we last left Josephus at the mercy of Vespasian. And Josephus might have spent the rest of his life as a slave, except the date, I believe, is June 68 AD. News comes from Rome. Nero is dead. What happened?
Yeah. So Nero was forced out by his many enemies and Romans who had had enough, and he's forced to commit suicide. Supposedly his last words are, "What a loss for the arts."
Yes, I know.
And although there's some doubt, question about what the Latin really means. In any case, a general in the West, a man named Galba, is marching on Rome and proclaimed he's hailed as the new emperor. But he in turn is assassinated, and another claimant to the throne, a man named Otho, arises, only to be replaced by yet another claimant to the throne named Vitellius. In the meantime, we're now in the year 69. In the meantime, Vespasian has halted operations in Judea. He wisely wants to see who's in charge in Rome and what his mission is now that there will be a new emperor. But taking stock of the situation, Vespasian decides no need for him to submit himself to any of these pretenders to the throne. He deserves to be the emperor. And so he is proclaimed emperor in turn, and he goes off to Egypt, and his armies march on Italy, where they succeed in defeating Vitellius and successfully getting Vespasian acknowledged as the Roman emperor.
In other words, Josephus told the man a prophecy that came about within a year. If you believe this, you'll like the next part. Vespasian is now emperor of Rome, in Rome.
Yes.
But
yes,
he leaves behind the legions that are meant to march on Jerusalem, led by Titus. Who is Titus?
Titus is his son. And in Titus was at Vespasian's side in the conquest of the Galilee and most of Judea, actually. Vespasian conquers before going away. And now in the year 70, he wants to carry out the mission, complete the mission. The rebels who have not surrendered to Rome or not been killed or captured have all fled to Jerusalem. And why Jerusalem? In addition to it being the capital and the center of the revolt, the religious center of the country, it also is a very strong fortress, impregnable on three sides, but at risk on the fourth side, on the north side. And even though the rebels have fortified the north side, they haven't done as good a job as they might have done had they had world enough and time. They felt, though nonetheless, that they would be able to withstand any siege. They had laid up supplies. They had lots of food, and they had a natural spring, a natural source of water. And water is a big issue in the Middle East, as you know. So they felt that they could withstand a Roman siege, and it was not going to be an easy task for the Romans to take Jerusalem.
Yes, the book is Jews versus Rome. Josephus is the informant of what we're about to give you, which is the Roman attack on Jerusalem between the year 68 AD and 70 AD and the destruction of the temple. However, it requires a lot of detail, and when we come back, the building of the walls of Jerusalem over time. Barry Strauss is the author of Jews versus Rome. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.